would happen if your country decided to move its capital city? We're about to find out with Indonesia. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Big moves like this take time. So while they wait, ministries in the area are preparing for what it could mean for the gospel. Plus, what does it mean to be excellent in the Great Commission? Well, we'll answer that question in about 3 minutes or so. But let's begin today in Indonesia, which is crawling forward with plans to move its capital city from Jakarta on the island of Java to the island of Borneo. However, exactly where on Borneo the capital city will be moved to is yet to be determined. So why the move? FMI's Bruce Ellen shares.
While Indonesia sits in the ring of fire of volcanic activity and earthquakes and things like that, Jakarta's right on the coast, and it's right near where a lot of tectonic plates do shift. And so that's why there's a lot of this settling going on and sinking up to 7 inches a year.
In preparation for the move, FMI has begun supporting 5 more pastors on the island. But there are many more who need help.
You know, when we think of, you just say you're going to Borneo, you think of wild, remote areas. And so it really would need to be developed. And that's what's happening. But that's even great for ministry, because with new roads comes better access to the people who live at the end of that road. And so new churches are getting established and launched as well. So this potential shift of a capital actually presents some challenges and opportunity for increasing ministry in Indonesia.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Next, every year on May 20th, the Alliance for the Unreached takes a day to renew a vision of hope for all nations. So why are we bringing it up now? Because Zimzam Global is a member of the Alliance, and they were founded with the vision of reaching the unreached in Zimbabwe and Zambia. Recently, they discovered unreached people groups there, and now they want to take action by sharing the gospel with these groups. The interesting part is, the people are Chinese. Zimzam's Dave Myers explains.
Wherever I go, especially in Africa, Chinese are there because they're there with their cement, they're building roads, they're building infrastructure. And so I feel like because of that reason, God is using that, bringing these Chinese who are building roads through the country, and has given us an open road, if I could say a current day Roman road, to be able to talk to them, present the gospel, see kids reach with the gospel, and new churches being planted.
It's a big task, but Zimzam won't be working alone. Through Awana Clubs, they'll minister to kids who can then share the truth with their families.
Their kids are left to kind of just do what they want. And so there's a void there, and I think we got the opportunity to go in and reach the kids, share the gospel with them, tell stories, creation to Christ, and then they can tell these stories back into their siblings and parents. And to me, that's kind of the strategy of how we can do it.
And finally, between the Golden Globes, the Grammys, Fine Dining, and Car Awards, it's clear that our culture cares about celebrating excellence. But where do awards and recognition fit in the scope of the Great Commission? Wycliffe Bible Translators USA recently received the Platinum Participant status by GuideStar, an independent reviewer of nonprofits that recognizes impact and effectiveness. Chris Winkler of Wycliffe explains that transparency and excellence are important ingredients for the ministry to stay focused and effective.
In my thinking, we need to be striving for excellence when dealing with some of the most important things that God has called us to, like the translation of God's word, church planning. Souls of men and women are at stake, and they deserve nothing less than our absolute best.
So they're striving to have good stewardship of the people, the prayers, and the funds that God has given them. And awards like this help to build trust with their supporters and helps to motivate their team doing the work of the gospel. Winkler says there's never been a better time to partner with them.
We've never seen translation starts happening as quickly as they're happening now. There's great movements all over the world, and we invite those listeners to be a part of that.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.